Well, firstly, I just need to tell you that I am extremely excited for this morning, and I believe God really wants to move within us, so we're going to do it the other way around. I'm just going to share a little bit, and then we're just going to really press into God and worship together. Over the last 2 weeks, it's been pretty tough. I mean, I find it difficult bringing what I've brought, but when you listen to it, so it's fairly impressive that yesterday you've come back. God is on the move. You know, he wants to heal us. He wants to restore us. He wants to set us free so that we come into everything that he has for us, that we are what unrestricted warriors. And I've told you last week with my little picture. I don't know if any of you through the week have had a different vision of an unrestricted warrior, but I see him like a little human man. With a big dealing man, yeah, but you know, a little sort of sketchy type of thing, lots of muscles, war paint, spear, ready for war, ready to go there, but with no restrictions, just free to run around and do whatever. And God wants us in that spiritual realm to be free to run around, to do whatever, to wreak havoc in the kingdom of the enemy, and to see the kingdom of God be established on the earth. And so over the last 2 weeks, I am aware it's been difficult. At the beginning of the year, God gave us quite a few prophetic words recently, really. We've just been looking a little bit at those in depth. So God has been exposing darkness in our lives. He's been dealing with deception. He's been talking to us about familiar spirits, those things that we accept as normal, that we listen to for whatever reasons, that go rah rah rah, that's caused us to trip up, that hold us back, that lie to us, that rob us of who we are in God, of our identity and our authority. And God has been exposing those things. He's been talking to us about stumbling blocks, those things that are hindrances to us. He's been talking to us about wounds, deep wounds. He's talking to us about unforgiveness and bitterness and the things that are hidden in our heart. And it's time. I feel God is saying, it's time. This is the time that there is an anointing. If we cooperate with God, that we will be set free in a way that we've never known before. God is always on the move, and there's always anointing for freedom in God, but sometimes there's just that expectation, that excitement, that anticipation, when we know that actually there's anointing in God to do something special. And I feel for us right now, that's the time that we're in. God will continue to do it, and we will continue to have stuff. But right now, there's an invitation from God to cooperate with him, and I believe it will in an accelerated time. Last week, I talked quite a lot about from the heart, the mouth speaks. And I know this is a tough time, because I'm sure I wouldn't be the only person. You know, this week, you suddenly, for some people, there may be explosions, there may be outbursts, there may be things that are coming out, and you think, where's that come from? What on earth is going on with me? It's just the heart being exposed. Not to beat you up, not to condemn you, but actually so that we can be cleansed and purified and we can be free. I was praying this morning, and this is quite exciting because I saw Jesus on this massive, great big white horse. And behind him, there were just like, oh, I don't know, so many angels, and they were all on horses, and they're just like, they're here today, and they're the gathering angels, because in one of the words we had was, it's time to pray that the lid comes off, and to call forth my angels who are waiting to start gathering and removing stumbling blocks, both within and without. They're here today, and if we are willing to open ourselves up, they will remove stumbling blocks from us today. Call forth the gathering angels. The lids are coming off the sewers. Yep. The secret and hidden things of the heart are about to be exposed. All I ask for is the willingness to submit to the fire that will refine, purify, and prepare you. The gathering angels are here. It's not about you trying really, really, really hard to be different, because who knows, it does not work. Because that's you trying to do it yourself. God is saying, surrender to me. God is saying, acknowledge you can't do it. Get your ego out of the way. Fall on the rock. Fall on God. Press into God. Say, God, come purify me. Deal with those deep wounds in my life. And that's where the gathering angels will come in. That's where our stumbling blocks. I really felt today that they're ready on their horses to gather the rubbish if we invite them and if we will surrender ourselves to that. Now, it's not very easy at times when we're feeling this place, and when God moves upon us, we can do one of two things. We can run to God, or we can run away from God. And you know, we need to be aware of that, because sometimes our defences, our strongholds, our protection mechanisms want us to run as fast as we can in the opposite direction, because we can feel vulnerable. We can feel defensive. We can feel scared. So I just encourage you, run to God. The Holy Spirit comes to convict us of those things that are wrong, to bring us freedom and life. The enemy comes to condemn us, to make us feel worthless, shameful, guilty, to keep us in that place, because that's the place of death. And I just really want to encourage you that there is a difference. The Holy Spirit convicts you, it so that you can run to God and come into life. The enemy will want to cause you to run from God, which will isolate you, cause you to withdraw, and will keep you in darkness. So whatever has been rattled this last month, exposed or come to the surface, Jesus has already paid the price for you. He has already done everything for your freedom, for your forgiveness, for salvation. If you don't know Jesus today, you can know him today. Everything has been done. It's been settled. It's all done. For us, we just need to come and walk into the good of it. Freedom is ours, restoration is ours, whatever it is that we need. It's time to let go of the past. It's time to let go of disappointment. It's time to break out of those restrictions, those shackles that keep our legs tied down, that restrict us, that stop us doing what God wants to do. It's time to let go, to walk out of our prison. Sometimes we can feel that God has unlocked our prison doors, but we choose to stay inside. Even though the door is unlocked, we actually need to walk out and walk towards freedom. God is not exposing you to beat you up or condemn you. He actually wants you for purity, for restoration, for cleansing, to be those unrestricted warriors. We often hear when we come on a Sunday morning, we're talking about our soul of destiny. That vision, that purpose, that plan that God has for every single one of us that was already decided before we ever made our, what's it called, like, hello, here I am on earth. We were created, yeah, birth, natural birth. Before we were born here naturally, there's a destiny that's already agreed for us. That is so exciting and amazing. But for most of us, it gets locked up and it gets locked out and it gets wrapped around those things that happen to us in our natural life here. And it's time, God is saying, it's time that we start to shake out of that, to shake it off, to unpeel those layers so that who we really, really are, our plans and our purposes, can start to come forward. And I was praying about that this morning and I just saw like a beautiful jewel on the inside of us, which is all covered over at the moment. But it's time to like let that shine, to let that come forward so that we can really press into God. To start calling forth our own destiny, to say, I've had enough of this. I've been robbed for long enough. We need to do some warfare ourselves. But we're called to be a habitation of God. We all would say that we want to be a habitation of God, a place where God can dwell in us and shine forth from us, where God's glory can manifest from the inside. We know that God is on the inside of us. The kingdom of God is in here, but it wants to come out. And we want to be that place where God can really shine. So it will come out in our character, it will come out in our behaviour, in the way that we speak, and the anointing of God will flow from us. It will drip off us. It will drip on everyone that we come into contact with. It will be so bright shining that people won't be able to look at us without falling on their faces. How does that sound? That the glory of God, the habitation of God is so intense in us that all of our rubbish and our wounds and our bad attitudes and everything else, that we can be so cleansed that people will walk by us and they'll fall on their faces in repentance, because the presence of God is so big. We all want that. We all want to do that. But people will be healed when we walk down the street. The demons will scream out because they know that they've got to go, just because the presence of God is within us, coming from us in such power. Thank you. But that's our destiny, that's who we are, that's what God has called us to be. The Bible says the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Do you know where that is? It's in us, but it wants to come out. It wants to have those channels where it can be released and to come out. Well, some of us might have a bit of a way to go, me included, but let's sing together. Let's do this journey together. So as we worship today, I'm not going to speak for much longer now, but we're going to have a time where we invite the presence of God, because God is already here, and I've seen Jesus, and I've seen angels, and I know lots of other people have as well. The presence of God is going to be here today to transform, and that's what I believe God has said for today. It's a time of transformation if we will just cooperate with God. So let's do some business. Let's get radical. Let's get real. It's between you and God. You need to get honest and open with Him. The refining fire is here today. And God's refining fire comes and He wants to burn up all the rubbish so that what remains is of Him. I believe that there's purifying oil here today. For those of us who struggle with shame or guilt, we're still in that place. The purifying oil of God is going to flow here today to cleanse you and to purify you. There's an altar here today. And we talk about presenting ourselves as living sacrifices to God. And for some of us, maybe we need to come afresh and we need to lie before God in complete surrender and present ourselves as living sacrifices. And when we do that, I'm not going to read it all out, but when we present ourselves, then God will peel us back. He'll peel back all those layers that expose our flesh. And it cuts right down to the centre and right down the middle and rips it apart. And what's exposed is really the us that's on the inside. Those hidden things, those thoughts, those intentions, those selfish motives. They're all in there, but when we say, God, I present myself as a living sacrifice to you, it gives God permission to just peel everything back and then allow Him to come and to cleanse and to heal and to purify. So maybe today, for some of us, we just need to come and lie on the altar and say, God, here I am today, afresh. I just want to encourage you, don't look at anyone else. Today it's about you, it's not about anyone else. Please don't let stubbornness stop you, don't let pride stop you, don't let fear stop you. Today I believe if we cooperate, it's a really significant time for us to present yourself. Don't worry what anyone else wants, it's just about you today in your journey with God. I've put some paper and pencils over there, and I'd encourage you. You may have some stuff you think, actually, I just need to get rid of it. I just need to, like, today, I just want to get rid of it, put it in the bin, maybe find a bin somewhere. Because if you need some stuff you just want to park it, don't want it anymore, there's pens, there's paper. Maybe you need to do some forgiveness. If God shows you, write it down, deal with it, rip it up. Cancel the debt. I know it's a vulnerable time. It's like having been over the last couple of weeks. We've had an amazing time, but there's a cost, isn't there? You know, it makes you feel vulnerable. But you know what? Get a quick hands up. God really met with anyone through forgive and release the last couple of weeks? Yeah, it's amazing. You know, this stuff works. And so I want to encourage you today, if you need to, just write some stuff down there. Captivating, maybe through being captivated. It's a vulnerable time, God goes deeper, but it's amazing. Cooperate with Him. Just let God do what He needs to do. What I'm going to encourage you to do now is take a couple of minutes before we corporately come together to pray, a couple of minutes individually, quietly, just before God. Before we do that, I was just going to share a picture that we had the other day. Rewind that one.
It's a bit awkward, isn't it? I've been playing this computer game that my daughter introduced me to, where you fling objects at a target to try and hit them, and at times there are blockages in the way, so you can't actually hit the target correctly, you have to knock over the blockages first. And I saw this picture of this person in the middle of lots of blocks of wood, and they were covered, and all the blocks were sort of interlinked, and somebody was sort of flinging rocks or whatever to try and hit the construction down to release the person in the middle. And you've got to show me that actually that person in the video is our true identity. It's who, you know, Deb was saying just now, it's like who we were called to be before we were even born. You know, that our identity is within us, but things get in the way, we build up layers of, you know, identity that we create through living life, through believing lies, through what people have said to us, and these blocks get built up, and who we truly are gets hidden. And I saw, you know, rocks being thrown at this target, and they were hitting a few blocks, and sometimes getting knocked off, and people were saying, yeah, you know, I've dealt with that one, but still they were hidden in this construction, and they were right in the middle. But actually God showed me that there are certain weaknesses, there are certain areas where if you knock one block out, the whole thing would tumble. And actually God is saying that there are certain lives or groups of lives that we believe that hold up a whole collection of ways of being and ways of thinking and ways that we protect ourselves. But actually if we expose those lives to God and actually say, look, I'm not going to use that anymore, I understand it's a lie, I give this to you, all of the whole thing will crumble because that one thing is holding up all of this blockage. So I just ask that you know, while we have this time of this contemplation, just think, God, what are the lies that I'm believing about myself? And sometimes there can be lies that are entangled around each other, you know, that you're not good enough, that, you know, what you've done in the past is too much and God is never going to accept you, that you're not lovable, that, you know, there's lots of things that you can believe that are not truth. And God just wants to expose those lies this morning so that, you know, our true self can be revealed.
Thanks,
God,
very much. So I'd encourage you now, obviously there's a toilet break, so you need to go, I suggest you go now, but please use this time, use these 2 or 3 minutes just to sort yourself out with God in the sense of what is it that God wants to do. If you need to deal with anything, just get it done. Be prepared to come because we are going to press in, and sometimes it can be difficult and you think, well, I don't really know what to do here. You just need to open up your heart and say, God, I'm here. I surrender to you. Come have your way with me. He will start to speak to you, show you things. If you're at the end of the time of our worship time, we'll have ministry, so don't worry about it. If you feel like, oh, I think I'm stuck, we are here to pray and support each other. But I do really believe that God wants to meet with us in our corporate time together this morning.